Well, hello there. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It has been your show for almost 10 years. Sunday is the actual anniversary date. We're going to celebrate it with a special show on Friday in 2 days from now. So please remember to be a part of that, that broadcast. We're going to ask you what you have learned from each other during 10 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. But for now, we have a topic we're going to put out there for you today. I am Jerry Usher, delighted to be here with you, along with Debbie Georgiani. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Jerry. Yes, I know. It's going to be exciting close to this week where we all get to reflect back on the 10 years. I've learned so much from every one of the calls that have come in over the years, and their hearts, their stories, their wisdom, their knowledge, their lived experience. Wow, it's just... And their prayer intentions and requests. So many, we know we have two prayer shows a month, and boy, oh boy, does the Take Two family love that and the praise reports, Jerry. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today is we're talking about your city, where you live, and where you've made your home. And we would like to know, what do you love the most about your city? What is so unique about where you live, or there's something that you're just like, I can never move from here. There's no way, because what? Maybe the food, the restaurants, the neighbors, the parish. I mean, it goes on and on of why people love to be so proud, or the sports teams. They love to be proud and want to always stay all the way till they take their last breath in the city they live in. So what do you love about your city? We would love to know. So all you have to do is call in. I think this is going to be an exciting, very fun, uplifting show. And we get to travel all around the world, Jerry, and hear about all these different cities at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, it could be the city that you live in now. Maybe it was your hometown, the city that maybe you had to move away from there. But what was it that drew you to the city that you live in now? We would love to hear about that. Debbie mentioned it could be the churches. They could be very, very beautiful. Maybe you live in a part of the country where they have, you know, like older churches that were built in a certain style that are just majestic and reach to the heavens and beautiful stained glass windows. Maybe, as Debbie said, it could be the cuisine, could be the sports teams. Maybe there are cultural things about where you live. Maybe it is a very kind of a melting pot of people of different nationalities, and you really appreciate that about the city that you live in. But if you want to be on the air first and get in that first group of callers, you need to call right now. As Debbie said, it's going to be a fun, uplifting broadcast, and we know a lot of you are going to weigh in. So dial right now. You can even be thinking about what to say as you get your call screened at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Rich Jesse is the first voice you will hear when you call that number. Ace McKay is our producer, and Pedro Quiles is on social media today. So there you go.
Jerry, I'm going to ask you what you love about your city, but you have to do like your current city, which is right outside of Boston, because you've moved around in the last couple of years. So I'd love to hear what you love about right outside of Boston. And then also you're part of the Orlando Diocese. That's where they're sponsoring you to be in formation for the priesthood. But Jerry, you're a Southern California guy, and I want to know what you love. I know it's got to be the ocean. Come on, the ocean, the weather. I mean, we all know the beauty of Southern California, but we would love to know, and I would love to know, because you never know, you can get to retirement age and you maybe want to move to another place. So this is your chance to brag about, just pretend you're in real estate and you're selling your city to us. What would you say about your city that makes it special, that it stands out? Maybe you don't want to say too much because you don't want a lot of people moving there and have the traffic that we have in Arizona. That's okay, we understand, but we'd love to hear from you, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Well, I laughed when you wanted me to mention what I love most about the city that I live in, because as you alluded to, I don't really have my anchor dropped in any one city right now. I am a seminarian with the Diocese of Orlando, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful down there. We have, Mary Queen of the Universe Shrine. That is one of the things that I love so much about Orlando. The people are fantastic. The church is really, really strong in the Orlando Diocese. You mentioned in the Boston area, I go to seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, and that is just a beautiful, the tree-lined streets and old roads. You know, if you didn't have GPS, you'd easily get lost just because the roads weren't paved, you know, when they were first created about 400 years ago. So a lot to love, the food, you know, the New England food. And yeah, Southern California, where I lived in the Big Bear area, small mountain community, so much to love there, the lake, the skiing. My dog, I miss my dog. So yeah, there's a few places. I'm kind of a moving target, you might say.
But yeah, you've lived a lot of places, but you grew up in the Pacific Northwest, correct?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seattle, so you had a beautiful area of the country there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. So we want to hear from you. If you'd like this opportunity to share with the world, you'll see, because we are honoring God and we are giving glory to God for all the beautiful aspects of creation and nature that He has given us to live, you know, with and to explore and to see every day. It's quite beautiful to be alive. Life is beautiful. And you probably live in a gorgeous city. So this is your chance to brag about it in a good way. So here's the number. Start dialing. We need you to fill up those phone lines if we're going to go travel virtually all around the world. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the number to call this. And the question is, what do you love about your city or town or the area of the country or the world that you live in? We have folks that are listening, like Pedro in Portugal. I know you're listening. We'd love to hear about Portugal. It's gorgeous. We know that. We've seen it. How about we have listeners from Italy and Sweden and England, our group, our Take Two group from England, Jerry. How about Canada? Yeah. Oh, Canada is gorgeous.
Absolutely. 833-288-EWTN. Always the best time to call, right when the show starts. 833-288-3986. What about you, Debbie? We've got a short moment before the break. Maybe you can continue afterwards. What about living in the Phoenix area?
I love it. A suburb, Southeast Valley, Gilbert, Arizona, one of the fastest growing cities in the country. I love it because it still acts like a small town and you can eat off of the streets. It is so clean.
Wow. There you go, in a nutshell. Well, Joe is going to lead us off in a minute, and other calls being screened as we speak. Still a couple of phone lines open. Get in on this conversation today. Maybe it was a town you once lived in, and tell us what you miss about that town or where you live right now. What do you love most about the city, the region, the area that you live in? 833-288-3986.
Question today on Take Two: what do you love about your city? Could you share with all of us? We're the Take Two family, and it's not that we're nosy. We just love the details so we can celebrate with you, and we can just feel like we live there as well. We're going to get to Joe like Jerry promised, and there's room for you if you have something to say about this. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you are part of the Take Two family. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. A couple things, Jerry, before we get to Joe. Joe, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Today is this very special day, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Father Joseph Mary, 32 years ago, was ordained in 1993. Congratulations, Father, and God bless you. Thank you for saying yes to your vocation. Wow, that is so special. Anything you want to say about that first, Jerry, before I get to some of the highlights?
No, absolutely. Congratulations to Father Joseph Mary, just a very faithful, loyal priest. He's been the chaplain for EWTN, and we hear him on the radio a lot with prayers, the EWTN family prayer and all of that. Beautiful spirit, peace-filled spirit, just wonderful to be around. So congratulations, mm-hmm. Father Joseph Mary.
Beautiful. So, you know, it's so easy to miss out on what's new with EWTN sometimes, but there's this great little thing called Wings. It's EWTN's weekly e-newsletter. It's awesome because it tells you all about the latest EWTN radio and TV shows, new things from the EWTN religious catalog, and just a ton of other cool stuff. If you want to sign up, just head on over to EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Okay, very good. As we get set to go to Joe, we have a line open, actually, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Tell us about what you love about the city you live in right now. Joe is listening in Crawford, Georgia, on Athens Catholic Radio. Hello, Joe. Welcome. You get us started today.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. Thanks for calling. What's happening?
So, today, I can't really tell you about my town. My wife and my children are back at my home. I'm an on-the-road repairman. But I'm driving through Georgia yesterday, and I had some ungodly rain for 145 miles from where was I even at? I forgot now. But anyway, I was in Georgia, and I had to get to Augusta, Georgia. And I had to drive east 150, 160 miles, and it rained the whole time. As soon as the rain broke, I drove off the highway because I wanted to take some pictures. It was beautiful.
Right to stay on US 780.
You can hear my GPS there.
We know right where you are, Joe.
I got off the highway to take some beautiful pictures, and as soon as I pulled into a parking lot, I must have drove over a huge bolt. A bolt went right through my tire.
Oh,
so
no.
I didn't know it until I drove out of the parking lot, parked just, I don't know, 500-600 feet away, and looked on the GPS at auto parts store. It was literally 0.2 miles away. I had everything on my van to fix the flat tire, and I was up and running in 45 minutes.
Oh, praise
and
God.
God provided the air. God provided the air in my compressor. God provided to know how to fix the tire. He provided the auto parts store for the plug for the tire. It was good. He provided everything. So
wow.
And I was in a put down.
So Joe, what were the you said you pulled over to take some pictures. How did those come out? What did you get pictures of, and what was the outcome of that?
You know, I after stopping and realizing it wasn't the best place to take pictures, I was going to drive off and take pictures, and then I got forgotten. All I took pictures of was the sundown after I got the tire fixed. So okay. I kind of forgot what I was doing as soon as I drove off and heard thump, 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 thump on the road from my flat tire. But it was only flat on the bottom.
Mm. Yeah, right. Good.
I think,
well,
yeah, he's got a special guardian angel. That's all I'm going to say. Go ahead,
yes,
Jer.
Yes, absolutely. No, I was just going to say the same thing, you know, but God, you listed it, Joe. God took care of every single detail of what happened to you there in that particular incident there, and you got back out on the road, and we just want you to be safe, Joe. Be safe wherever you're going, and we appreciate you listening to the show. Anything else you want to add?
I'm from Hampton, Virginia. That's about it. But thank you for your time.
Oh, I love Virginia. It's beautiful. Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm. Safe traveling. Oh, that was a lovely call. Okay, Jerry, let's move. Oh, we've got an open phone line. Joe just freed that phone line for somebody. If you want to brag about your city a little bit, what do you love about your city? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're going to move on over to Colorado. Ann is waiting there in Loveland, Colorado on the EWTN app. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you today.
We are as well. It's good to hear your voice.
I live in Loveland, Colorado, which really works good for this topic.
I bet it does.
So, and it's even better when you are in love. So that's my exciting reason. And it's awesome. Also because it's a very beautiful city, and it's a kind of a bedroom community. We're about an hour north of Denver, and so it still has a little bit of a small town feel, and yet it's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. So, and we shoot off fireworks around the big lake every 4th of July, which I'm looking forward to.
Good,
beautiful.
Good.
It is true. It's got to be very upbeat, and you know, you have a positive mood when you say you live in Loveland, right? And then, Ann, you're saying, you know, if you're in love with somebody special, it makes it even more, you know, come alive, right? I totally agree with that. I think there's something to be said for when a town is named something very, very just a positive, upbeat, and just kind of sets your mood for the day. I'm right with you, Ann. There's a city in California called it's called like Perfect or something like that. I'm thinking, wow, that's a cool town to live in. Everything's perfect.
Kind of like Surprise, Arizona, right?
Yeah, like Surprise, Arizona. Exactly. Yeah, surprise. But Ann, it's so good to hear your voice. And yeah, I'm sure you have beautiful fireworks that in July where you have the mountains in the background in Colorado. So gorgeous. I mean, you live in a beautiful part of the country. Anything else?
Well, and I also have to say that for anybody who has any doubt, please sign up and get coaching through Stand Tall Today. Debbie is amazing, and I am so blessed to have her in my life.
Aww,
so thank you very much,
sweet.
Debbie.
Thank you, Anne. I feel the same way about you as well. And I, you know, coaching's awesome. I love tapping all of our coaches because it's so wonderful when you get an outside perspective. And so thank you, Anne. That really made my day. We really appreciate it. Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah. Thanks, Anne, for calling. Really good to hear from you. I would say about Colorado, yeah, goes back many years, but I had one of those timeshare things. I'm not going to name which one, but it really worked out well for me because I got to, you know, go to like any of the resorts around the country. I went to Estes Park. I went to Steamboat Springs. Mm-hmm. I used it in Colorado 3 or 4 different times. What a beautiful state of this country mm-hmm. it is. So I echo what Ann and you were saying, Debbie, about Colorado. Absolutely gorgeous.
So half of Marty's family lives in Colorado. So,
oh, is that
yeah,
right? Wow.
Yeah, Colorado Springs in Denver, outside the Denver area. And yeah, I agree with you. It is just gorgeous. So this is fun. We're traveling all around the country, and we'd love to hear from you and your city and what you love about your city. You know, somebody has to say something about, I agree with Jerry, the cuisine. You know, there's usually different cities have this really authentic, you know, certain type, very specialized food, right? That everybody knows about. So why don't you share that? That would really help us to get to know your city better. But Jerry, Angel's got something to say. Our dear friend Angel in Perrysburg, Ohio, listening on our friends at Annunciation Radio. Angel, welcome.
Hello, darling. Oh, yeah. Well, my surgery's tomorrow, so I'm ready. I'm following the bus.
So,
I wanted to tell you about my favorite city, Mandalou, France, where
nice.
I go every summer.
Nice.
It's so beautiful.
Well, tell us. Wait, real quickly, Angel. You cut out at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, Mandalou is along the Mediterranean, and there's a lot of boats that come in and out. But the locals are very simple. They rush to the store and get their baguettes, and people sit and people watch and play games in the streets. And it's just there's just an absence of time, and you enjoy the sun, you enjoy the bougainvillea. You just enjoy life, period. And you do it very cheaply because you don't really think about what you have and what you don't have. You think about the sun in France and the joy of just being alive. It's great.
Mm, wow. That sounds amazing. Let's go, Jerry. Pilgrimage.
I was going to pilgrimage. Yeah, right. Take two pilgrimage. No, I was thinking it's just like you mentioned, Debbie and Angel, it's beautiful that with shows like this, we do get to live a little bit vicariously and through you and through your eyes and through your heart and through your experience. And I love the way you described that. And you said, you know, it's not all that expensive. I think a lot of times we think, you know, it's so probably cost way too much. Couldn't afford going maybe to, you know, Europe or somewhere. But, you know, it could be within the reach of a lot of people who might not think that it is. So, yeah, mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. great.
And I don't know if I heard you correctly, Angel, but at the beginning when we said hello to you, did you say you're getting ready for surgery?
Yeah, my eye surgery's tomorrow. I'm blind in one eye.
That's what I thought.
Remember?
Right,
so
I know.
We pirates have to stick together.
Absolutely, Angel. Well,
I'm gonna chase the bus down.
I thought that, and I just wanted to make sure because we have you in the prayer book, and we've been praying, and so I just wanted to make sure the surgery was still scheduled for tomorrow. So it is tomorrow. Okay. Would you please make sure you email us and let us know when you feel up to it, and make sure we can praise God that everything went well. Okay.
I do. I breathe through all these nasty things. I think it's just another nasty thing. I'll breathe right through.
Praise God.
Because Jesus is there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That will be our prayer. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you're strong, Angel, and you have a great faith and you're a beautiful soul. So definitely we've got you covered in prayer, okay?
You're my amazing Italian sister. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Angel. You're so sweet. God bless you.
Thank
Take
you,
St.
Yeah.
Lucy with you into the surgical room.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right, good. We're going to go to Rosalie and then Ed, so both of you hang on there, and then others as well. But we do have that line open that Angel was on there. If you'd like to take part in the conversation, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Remember, it's your show, and today we want to hear from you about what you love regarding the city that you live in, the town, maybe the state, the region. Maybe it's if anybody listening overseas, you can also you can comment on the social media or send a text. We have the text capability for you to do that as well. And let me get to that. It's you can text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response and then text us your first name and your comments. Message and data rates may apply, but you can text message as well. So a lot of ways to get through to the program.
That is true. So we'd love to hear from you. Rosalie is up next from Miami, Florida on Sirius XM 130. Rosalie, thank you so much for waiting and welcome.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. We're happy you joined us. Miami's gorgeous. So go ahead. You brag about your city.
Okay. So it's, what I love about Miami and what keeps me from going anywhere else is just the amount of adoration chapels in the city. And close, like I have the closest one to my house is 4 minutes away. I have one 20 minutes away, another one 20 minutes away, another one 30 minutes away,
wow.
And another one 20 minutes away. So it's amazing that, you know, we have, there's no excuse for not going to see Jesus. And also the amount of masses, like we have 6:30 a.m. mass in one church, 8, 10, 12, 5:30, 7, all within a 30-minute radius.
Wow.
That's really what I love about my city.
Rosalie, are these adoration chapels like 24-hour perpetual or some of them at least?
Some of them. Two of them are perpetual, yes.
Okay.
Actually, the third one is also because it has a code. Then there's some other ones that close at 7 p.m. and then they open in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, a couple of them have the codes to, like, for 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, it's still a lot, I think. I don't know if every city is like that or not.
Well, I was going to say, Rosalie, you can tell a lot about a person about where their heart is. Jesus says, you know, where your heart is, there, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. And your treasure is obviously these adoration chapels and the masses. And taking nothing away from anybody who loves Miami because of South Beach and the beaches and the restaurants and the nightlife and all of that, taking nothing away from any of them, Debbie, Rosalie has really zeroed in on, you know, it's kind of like Martha and Mary. You know, Mary has chosen, Rosalie has chosen the better part here.
The better part, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's so interesting, Rosalie. When I think of Miami, that's the first thing I think of is the water and just the nightlife and everything, how exciting it is. Miami, Florida, beautiful area of the country. I never would have guessed you had so many chapels within driving distance. That's amazing. And that is a blessing. Wow. That's incredible. I love it. Rosalie, we're going to get ready to hit the pause button. Anything else you want to share about Miami? I know you got great food there too.
Yes. The restaurants are amazing. So that is true. And the water, being close to the water, there's the churches aren't, there are a few traditional ones, but I think just the whole, the weather could be a little bit better in the summer, but I'll take them up north. But I think that's about it. Just I love really the adoration chapels and all the amount of masses that, you know, that we can, the daily masses that we can go to.
Praise God. Beautiful. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate that. Yeah, one of the spiritual directors here at our retreat last week said, you know, Jesus says, you know, do not know the day or the hour when Jesus is going to return again. The priest said, no, that's actually wrong. I know exactly when he's going to return again, in about 10 minutes when I consecrate him on the altar.
No.
So,
wow.
What a beautiful. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. What do you love about the city, the town, the region that you live in? We're going to get to Ed next, so hang on, Ed, you're up. Take Two is on the air with Jerry, that's me, Debbie, that's her, and you. And you will be Ed in just a second after I give the phone number out again, because We're taking kind of a virtual tour around the United States, even around parts of the world today. We're asking you the question, you know, what do you love about the city where you live, the town, the state, the region, the country? Maybe it's a place that you once lived and you maybe long to be back there again, or maybe it's something that drew you to where you live now. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So we talked about, we talked where you live or where the seminary is in Massachusetts. We talked about Arizona. We went to Georgia. We talked about Virginia, Colorado, and Miami, Florida. I love that. And we had one of our Take Two family members, Jerry, dropped off. She called in and she was talking about the name of her city. It says it all. And that's Corpus Christi, Texas. I totally agree. Corpus Christi, what a beautiful city to live in. Just by saying that name, if I lived there, I'd be saying it all the time. I live in Corpus Christi. I'd say it all the time. Okay, let's hear what Ed has to say in San Pedro, California, on Sirius XM 130. Ed, welcome to the program. You're representing California.
And also, if the knock sensor and the cat like that, it won't do a regen.
Okay, Ed, you're on the air.
What? The regen? So you don't see it because you drive the car a lot.
Okay.
But if you drove
Maybe we, Ed, you're on the air. You're talking to a friend, I think. But we'd like to welcome
let's,
you.
Have Rich get back with him maybe and check it just to make sure. Sounds like they're trying to navigate where they're going there.
Yeah, so. It's cool though. That's always fun. You know what I love? I love when couples call up and you know, they'll talk about their spouse on Take Two and the spouse is sitting right there and they're like, and then after about 5 minutes, they're like, I'm here. Right. It's so cute. I love the Take Two family, but we're going to try to get Ed back from California. You know, I love traveling all around the country. And then Angel was talking about France. I mean, how beautiful is that?
Yeah. No, I'd love to go to places. I've been to Lourdes one time, thanks be to God.
Oh,
I've been
okay.
to Rome a couple times. I haven't traveled around your wonderful Italy yet, but I know that you and Marty have a soft spot in your heart for, is it Italy or?
Yeah, we love mainland Italy, and then we would love to go and spend some time in Sicily.
Mm, yeah.
You know, our dear friend Jeff Burson. Remember Jeff Burson from EWTN?
Sure.
Jeff and Lisa are there right now. And some of our friends, Antonella and her family, are there right now. And they're sending us pictures from Sicily, and I'm getting a little bit jealous.
A little jelly?
Yeah.
I want to say, you know, I'm temporarily in a city for a 6-week summer spirituality program. It's called the Institute for Priestly Formation, and all of our guys from Orlando, the seminarians, go through this at one of the summers during our years in seminary. And we're on the campus of Creighton University, and it is a gorgeous campus. Omaha, Nebraska is, you know, there's, I asked my phone the other day. I was thinking there was probably like, you know, 250,000 people here. And I asked my phone, it was like 500,000 people live in Omaha itself, and about 1 million people I hear in the metro area. And Debbie, I have yet to see anything that comes close to traffic, heavy traffic.
Wow.
You know, people here, they complain about, you know, if there's, you know, another 5 cars on the freeway at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being from Southern California and you from Phoenix and many of our listeners. So I could easily live here. The Reuben sandwich was developed here. Yeah, and there's an amazing famous Stella's Burgers. I've got to go check that out while I'm here. And just so much to do. The zoo here in Omaha, I hear, is just world class. So I could easily live here. I just wanted to say that.
Well, and in the summertime, the weather's beautiful, correct?
It's a little toasty here today and tomorrow, but not too bad. We don't have the Orlando humidity, which I'm happy about.
Right. Okay, so our dear friend Ed had to drop off, so he was representing San Pedro, California. And Jerry, you said you know something about that. So that's a coastal town? Because he was saying he likes the location, the ocean, and the horse trails. So there's horse trails along the ocean?
Oh, I'm sure there are, yeah. I mean, San Pedro is right on the coast of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I know it a little bit is because I have a very dear Dominican priest friend, Father Anthony Patalano, who is, like I say, in the Western Province Dominicans, and he is originally from San Pedro. So he's got a beautiful spot in his heart for the San Pedro area. It's kind of in Long Beach, Rancho Palos Verdes area, Redondo Beach, Torrance, in that area of Southern California. So it's like west and a little bit south of Los Angeles. Beautiful area.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, so let's go to Bernadette. We're going to go to Pennsylvania now. Bernadette's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on our friends at Holy Spirit Radio. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for calling in. So how do you want to share, and what do you want to share about your city?
Well, it's my town. It's like, you know, north of Philadelphia, and the area is Bucks County, and it's beautiful. And what I like is the history. We are close to Philadelphia, the birthplace of the country. We are close to area where George Washington was. You know, we have Valley Forge, the Washington Crossing area, Mullins House. I just love it. We are close to the ocean. We can be there within 2 hours. We can be to the mountains. We also have other great cities that we can access within a day, including Washington and also like your New York City. But my area, Bucks County, it's just beautiful.
Wow. Very awesome. Nice. I have to tell you, my sister lives in Pennsylvania too, Bernadette. She lives in the Poconos. And I have to tell you, Pennsylvania is a really well-kept secret. It is gorgeous areas of Pennsylvania. And I so agree with you. There's so much rich history, and there's just the culture, and it's beautiful too. And I really love Pennsylvania. It's very close to the city, like you said, especially outside of Philadelphia, and then also to New Jersey too. You could probably hop on over to New Jersey if you needed to. So that's wonderful. What do you say, Jer?
Well, I say I agree with you, Bernadette, everything that you said. I did spend 1 year in the seminary at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary there in the Philadelphia area. It was on Wynwood Road, I think, Overbrook they call it. So I don't know how far that is from Bucks County, Bernadette, but I did get to go around the area a little bit, and you've got a lot to be happy about and a lot to be proud of by living there.
Yes, amen. Yeah, awesome. I've been to the seminary. Actually, they just sold it, which is kind of a shame. Now they're in Gwinnett. But it's a beautiful piece of land. And, yeah, we have a beautiful area here.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of history, too. A lot of history in the Philly area. Thank you, Bernadette. Have a blessed day. And we appreciate you joining the conversation here on Take Two with Jerry mm-hmm. and Debbie. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Did she mention Philly cheesesteaks? Because they're really good.
Yeah, I don't know if she did or not, but...
Yeah. Did you know, and Pennsylvania is like the home of a couple places in Pittsburgh are the home of like best cheese pizza slice in the country.
Is that right?
Yeah, they just got nominated. It's like a world championship, and they got nominated as the best slice, of cheese pizza. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and our general manager, Jack Williams, reminded me, I'm in the Omaha area, not to forget to mention Spirit Catholic Radio. How could I forget that? They're a longtime EWTN affiliates and doing absolutely fantastic work. And I will also say, if I may just hog the mic for a second, Debbie, that the church is very, very alive and strong and vibrant here. Families, young families, lots of kids. Omaha, you got parts of Iowa and this whole region of the Midwest, still very, very faithful churchgoers. And I'm so very, very blessed. I get a chance, my very longtime friend, Archbishop Eldon Curtis, he is retired now from the Archdiocese of Omaha, but I'm going to get together with him for a visit tomorrow. He will be 93 this year and still going strong. And I've known him since back in my first go around in the seminary 30 plus years ago. And we've always maintained a friendship. So I'm looking forward to having him here. And Archbishop Michael McGovern, who's the new archbishop here, will be celebrating the Mass for us seminarians tomorrow in the church here on the campus of Creighton mm-hmm. University. So the church here is very vibrant and alive.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to Buffalo, New York, where there's another great affiliate there, the Station of the Cross, and that's how James is listening in Buffalo, New York. James, thank you so much for waiting and welcome.
Oh, no problem. How are you guys doing today?
James.
Yeah, we're doing great. You really have to brag about Buffalo, because Jerry and I am, and Buffalo is near and dear to us very much. We've, for many, many years, we used to fly into Buffalo, New York, and stay at Salvatore's Grand Hotel and work the pledge drives of the Station of the Cross, and we love Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, there's so much to love about Buffalo, not even just like It's all the amazing food that we have out here. Also, just like close being by the Lake Erie, and yeah, there's just so much about that, about Buffalo in general. Also, the Bills, got the Bills. Yeah. But I just called you guys today because I'm just feeling very joyful. I feel like the Lord's just calling to my heart today. I'm so happy. I actually turned on the radio. I heard you guys' voices today, and Jerry sounds just like one of our priests at St. Amelia's in Buffalo, or Tonawanda. Mm-hmm. Sounds just like right? Father Rob. And I was like, yeah, I got to call in. But I'm a new convert in the faith. I just got confirmed on the Easter Vigil. Mm-hmm. And I just baptized my son on Sunday, on Pentecost. What a day, getting baptized in fire, right?
Yeah, wow. But, congratulations, just, and welcome home, James. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm 29 years old. I feel like, God's been pulling on me for a while and just trying to bring me back. I was, when I was in high school, I was in a Catholic school, and, financial issues why we had to take me out of there. But I fell in love with one of the friars there, Father John. And it's so funny because I lived in South Buffalo, New York, my whole entire life. And then I found my fiance, and we live in Tonawanda now. And, like, last year was the first time I went back to the Catholic Church, and I went to St. Francis of Assisi's church in Tonawanda, New York, which is basically Buffalo. And it was just such a great attraction that I can't even explain it to you guys, to be honest with you. And between just going back to St. Francis and having that connection when I was younger, and also St. Padre Pio honestly won't leave me alone if I wanted him to. He won't leave me alone. Everywhere I go, he's there. Even if it's like a store or whatever the case may be, there's a prayer card or something of the case of Padre Pio. And the fact that he's a Saint Francis saint as well. It's just, yeah, I'm just full of so much that's been going on right now, and I love it. I love it.
Beautiful. Wow. Fantastic. You can hear the joy in your soul, James, not just your heart, but in your soul with you coming into the church, your just love for life, and then your son being baptized on Pentecost. Wow. Doesn't get much better than that, James.
Doesn't. It really doesn't, you know. We're always going to have good, bad days, but it's all about putting, one foot in front of the other and remember who's in charge.
Amen. You got that right. Yeah, great. I agree with Debbie. You know, a lot of enthusiasm and passion in your call, James. Thank you so much again. Congratulations to you and your son. And, sounds like he's going to make a great Catholic, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got that love in his heart, the gratitude, the appreciation for Holy Mother Church. Wow. That was a great call. So there's still time, Jerry. There's time for some of our listeners to jump in and share about their city. If you didn't hear your state, your city, the part of the country mentioned, well, this is your chance at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're going to go back to the calls after I tell you that when you're looking for a really solid Catholic news update, Take Two Family and all EWTN listeners, you've got to check out EWTN News Nightly. It's on weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on both EWTN Radio and Television. They do a great job of covering Catholic news, breaking that down, all of the top stories, even daily reports straight from the White House, Capitol Hill, and, of course, from Rome. And the best part is it's all presented from a truly Catholic perspective. So check out EWTN News Nightly, weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on EWTN Radio and Television.
Okay, we're going to go to Minnesota. Kathy is waiting there from Minneapolis. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening on the iHeartRadio app, and we'd love to hear about your city.
Well, hi there.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Just fine. Yep.
Oh, okay, great. I'm calling from Minneapolis, and we moved here in 1982. And I'm in love with Minneapolis. As many problems as we've had, and it's like the politics are really liberal and everything, but it's like we have the most incredible park system in the country. We and all of our lakes and resorts. and Duluth. I mean, there are so many great destinations. Duluth is just beautiful, right on the harbor, you know, and on Lake Superior. And we've just we've got great food. We've got, you know, the Guthrie. We've got, you know, the Mayo Clinic. We just got, I mean, beautiful, beautiful countryside, and just really great people, actually. So there's just never, there's always something to do. I mean, it's little or as much as you want to do. Culture, art, music. And Prince's home is here. You know, it's like we just have a lot of history, and I like studying the history of Minnesota as well. So anyway, I can't say enough good about it.
Yeah, Kathy, actually a couple questions come to mind. One, this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but do you work for the Chamber of Commerce? Because you just sold us on Minnesota. I mean, that was beautiful. The other one is, I actually heard one time there are actually more than 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. Is that correct?
I think there are.
I think when I looked that up.
Kind of when they quit counting.
Yeah, I remember it was like 14,000 or something like that.
Change.
I mean, it seems like it would be hard for 14,000 lakes to fit in a state, but I guess they can in Minnesota, Deb.
That's amazing. That is incredible, Kathy. Yeah, you do live in a little slice of heaven there. I'll tell you, that's I love being around water. You know that, Jerry. I was for years, Kathy, when Jerry was in San Diego area, I would say to him all the time, "Are you at the beach? Are you at the beach? Are you at the beach?" And Jerry, why don't you fess up right now? You hardly went to the beach. I can't believe it.
Yeah, the only times, the three or four times I had family or friends visit Kathy when I lived in San Diego or when I went to the beach. But, you know, I have a little bit of an excuse. I grew up on the beach, albeit a very different beach in the state of Washington. But anyway, you know, so that's my true confession for the world.
But you know, that brings up a good point. Kathy, do you ever get tired of the water or just so used to the water? I mean, that's interesting. When you have so many things around you, you just take it for granted. What's the take there, Kathy?
You know, it's just so peaceful. It's like I live in walking distance to Lake Nokomis, one of our six city lakes.
Wow.
And it's got beautiful park system around it, a lot of green space around it. And it's like you just walk around it different times of the year. It's just so, you know, when the Canadian geese are hatching out their babies, and, you know, it's like people are kayaking.
Cool.
They have races across the lake. We've got, you know, beaches that are right there, and people really take advantage of the picnic areas around the lake. And, It's beautiful any time of the year. So I just love all the change in seasons. We get, you know, four incredible seasons a year. And winter is a bit long. It's like, you know, be sure you love your winter coat because you're going to be wearing it for 5 months. But we love it. And it's just, they're very peaceful, the lakes are. And
beautiful.
It just beats walking around your neighborhood, you know, just let's walk around the lake. And so anyway, it's just within walking distance. It's great.
Nice. Well, Kathy, you've got us thinking. Debbie and I have been talking about maybe getting back into doing, you know, time permitting and schedules permitting, some of the impromptu, unofficial pilgrimages that we used to do. Maybe we'll have to do one up there around Minnesota and Minneapolis. Thank you, Kathy. God bless you. Thanks for being part of this conversation today, talking about what do you love about the city or the area where you live. Mike is up next. He is in West Fargo, North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. So tell us about Fargo and the area that you live in.
Okay. I was just listening to you with the lady Kathy from Minnesota. So we're kind of like Minnesota. We're similar in climate. They have more lakes, I'll admit that. But I live in West Fargo. I'm originally from Jamestown, and I've been blessed to have traveled to some other areas as well. I know you mentioned San Diego. I had an aunt and uncle out there. So I've been to the ocean, and I've been to the mountains, and many people think the oceans and the mountains are the greatest, and they are indeed beautiful, but I really, really love the prairie and wetlands that we have in North Dakota. I was fortunate enough to go up with two sets of grandparents. One of them lived on a farm, so I spent quite a bit on the farm west of Jamestown. And I just love the prairie, the beauty of it. We were a hunting family. The women hunted a lot, and the wildlife is there. I'm a bird watcher. We have more national wildlife refuges in North Dakota than any state of the lower 48, and a lot of nature and God's beauty out there. So I feel very blessed to have it here. My wife and I have 9 grandkids, and 7 of our grandkids live in this community, 2 in Minnesota. So we get to see them quite often, and the people are wonderful. I mean, there's always a few bad apples, but in general, these people are really great.
Yeah. I've had the blessing, Mike, of being in North Dakota several times, Fargo and some other places for Real Presence Radio, Pledge Drives, Bismarck, and so forth. It really is. It's a different type of life, and I mean, I say that as a huge compliment. I am, you know, I think about where I grew up. It was a small town on the coast of Washington State, but you know, the places where I've lived after that, and when those times that I went, Mike and Debbie, when the times that I went to North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota, I just thought, man, you know, life, there's a quality of life here that is really very special.
Yeah, yeah.
And you Mike's know, just describing that.
Yeah. I was just saying it as Mike, as you described where you live so beautifully, and I think it just I tried to close my eyes and picture myself there as you were given the details. It does sound so incredibly pure. I mean, that's what it sounds like, and I love that. Do you ever get that sense like you're just in a place that just is a you know, you can feel the breath of God in a way?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mentioned the prairies and the wetlands, which I truly love. There's so many natural flowers, wildlife, birds, lots of birds. It's just very, very beautiful. It does have some serenity when you get out of the cities and into the open areas. It's very beautiful. And one other thing I wanted to mention here that it also makes it beautiful is our new church. We just opened a new church this Beautiful. Year in March, Holy Cross in West Fargo. And we originally were formed, the parish was formed in 1981, and we shared a joint building where we were with the Lutheran Church of the Cross. We had Holy Cross was on one side, a different worship space, and then we had a Lutheran Church of the Cross on the other side, which it was nice to be with our Lutheran friends. But we outgrew it, and we actually opened a grade school in West Fargo, and then we had a church, so-called church, in a social hall for several years, and then we finally were able to open a new church this March, as I said, and the church holds 1,200 people. It's 18,000 square feet. It's the largest parish in our diocese in the Fargo Diocese in North Dakota, and it's wonderful to see so many people there. My wife and I go to a retirement community in Florida sometime in the winter, and it's north of Orlando, the Villages, and there we have a large, beautiful church, St. Vincent de Paul, but it's almost all old people here. Like, and then in this community, we have many, many kids, you know, just so many kids in our church. It's fun to see, you know, 3 or 4 generations of people. And it's just a beautiful church. And, you know, our Father Phil Ackerman is the head priest and, you know, beautiful in the dedication and his thankfulness. It's just been a real, real beautiful community.
Wow. Praise God. Yeah, I know. I know the Villages pretty well, Mike, because that's in my diocese. I'm a seminarian for the Diocese of Orlando, and so I know the Villages quite well. Wonderful place. I love to see all the golf carts buzzing around like bees. It's really fantastic. Mike, thank you so much for gracing our conversation today. Marie in Elma, New York. I don't know if we have time, Debbie. I don't see the clock.
You're going to hear the music. There you go.
But Marie, we hate this part of the program when we have people waiting, and Grace in Arlington, Virginia as well. Marie was going to say she lives in Elma, New York. She wanted to share the beauty of the town where everything is only about 20 minutes away, that everything that they need. So yeah.
And Arlington, Virginia as well, represented by Grace. You can always call back Marie and Grace on June 30th when we do our unscripted show, because that's an important kind of catch-all show where we bring up past topics that we didn't get on air about. Jerry?
I want to thank the show team, as always, Rich and Ace today, and Pedro. And thank you to the Take-Two family. As always, you made this another impactful conversation. We will be back with you again tomorrow for another episode of Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie. And I got to find, what's the topic tomorrow, Debbie?
Are you thriving in your career?
Are you thriving in your career? Okay, that's tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. Thanks so much.